This recording, Wales 5, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square, near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and picked up her kit and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally we'd only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an insanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Karma, Karma," which Sarah thought was odd, an odd choice for a name. Karma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Karma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis almost immediately. She remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure.
Hello, I am from Rhondda Cynon Taf in a place called South Wales in Great Britain. Back at home, there's hardly anything else to do. Like, here you have all your shops and stuff, and it's a bit insane, and everything's readily available, which makes me cry, because back at home you have to travel quite far and wide to get what you want, especially if you want to get loads of little gadgets and stuff. You have to go to London or the Camden Market normally to get all the weird and wonderful things. Where I'm from, it's just a big massive valley of terraced housing. It's quite small, it's not very big, and it just goes on for miles and miles and miles and miles. And if you're not from there, you wouldn't have a clue where you're from. But the good job is, you know me now, so you know where to find me, you know. A couple of years ago, when I was about 13, I started doing martial arts called Taekwondo. And I did that for 5 years until I was about 18, and I got my black belt, and I was going for my second dan. And I used to do like tons and tons of competitions in all over Wales and all over Britain, which got me addicted to fitness as well. And I recently, as of yesterday, went to the fitness hall here, which is absolutely amazing. And I did 2 miles jogging, and I haven't done any jogging for like 2 years, so I was quite happy. But today I'm in a lot of pain, and I've been walking around, and my whole side's just absolutely killing me. So I'm kind of, I think I pushed myself a little bit too hard yesterday, you know. But I don't know what to say. So as far as theatre goes, well, I'm not an actor, okay? It's 5 of us all together here. 2 of us are design production students, and we cover everything from construction to props to designing to sound to lighting. And stage manager and all, everything to do with theatre backstage. I wouldn't call myself a techie because I'm not a techie at all. I'm more of a design and production theatrical practitioner. That's what I'd like to call myself. Someone who's always a bit more free and loose compared to someone who's called a techie. And I don't come underneath that brand, which if I had to, then I would, but not as a name for myself.